Hello and welcome back. We've just finished episode 3. This is Ozark and Chill. I am Duke, and of course, as always, here with Frank. And Frank, my man, we typically have been going kind of start to finish here, but I think we have to start at the finish.
Yeah, biggest news of the whole season, of the whole series, with Marty being grabbed up by the cartel. This is probably as anxious as I was since the first episode of the whole series when his buddy gets killed. It's a lot to kind of unpack. I'm not sure. I didn't see it coming this way. I thought the FBI was going to be the one to like heavily interrogate him, because I had assumed that the cartel would just kill him if they needed to, and maybe they will, but I hope not.
I mean, I got that impression, you know. Helen shows up to the trailer park, has the conversation with Ruth. If Marty has to work at this other casino, can you handle things here today? You know, day to day, she says yes. And then Wendy has a conversation with Navarro, which, you know, Marty's listening in on. The cartel finds out the line's compromised. That's just prime time for getting whacked.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and assume that they don't know that he was the one compromising, but when the FBI is in your casino, that's sort of a red flag already. Did we confirm that Navarro knows that the FBI is there?
I mean, he has to, right? If he knows that they're
eating
dinner.
Helen has to have told them.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I would think that's certainly the case. And I mean, we're obviously, that's the huge story. Marty gets grabbed up by the cartel, but 2 seconds prior, he talks to the agent and agrees to the deal. 18 months in prison for a lesser charge.
And then you work for the FBI.
You work for the FBI afterwards, trying to catch guys like him. Navarro should be none the wiser. He didn't rat, right? He's going to prison for, 18 months.
Yeah, insane. There's no way that they know that he was going to flip. So now we're back to this double agent thing. He's obviously going to tell them that he didn't flip, because they're going to think the line's compromised because he flipped. I think that's going to be what they think. Because if anything, this season, we've seen Marty shoot himself in the foot like 3 or 4 times in 3 episodes. So it seems like him compromising his own wife's phone is going to turn out to making Navarro even more, paranoid, like we had, or like he has already been, with the wars that's going on. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't really know how this is going to go now, other than I think that his deal is obviously probably off the table at this point. I mean, can't like go to jail now.
Yeah. I mean, who knows what happens from this, pending interrogation. And, I got to give you credit, Frank. You called it from minute one. Obviously Marty was about to flip. And to me, he just reached his breaking point, right? I think when he came home and saw Wendy with a busted up lip and her crazy ass is sitting there wind up, and Marty genuinely asks, "What happened? Are you okay?" She says, "Do you really want to know?" He says, "Yes." And like an absolute insane person with a smile on her face says, "I ran into a door." I think that was Marty throwing his hands up like, "I got to get out of this, man."
Yeah. And then, he's like swindling REO Speedwagon for the money. And I think when the Dickie gets on the phone, he's like, "Hey, this guy went to the launder, launder $100,000 or whatever he said." I think them saying it out loud too just kind of set him off.
I mean, when you get desperate, perhaps you lose the tiny details that keep you out of harm's way. And when, the roadie for a band that was popular 40 years ago knows the plot, yeah, you're probably close to the end there. So perhaps that could be, playing into Marty's mind. His wife's shutting down the second casino. We got different storylines going every different direction. And what we're seeing is the delve between Marty and Wendy gets bigger every single episode. And the connection from Wendy to Helen is actually going away. And it's strictly Navarro to Wendy is the line of communication, to the point where as Marty's over at Helen's rented home, he's about to tell Helen. There's an actual conversation dialogue going on between Navarro and Wendy, and Helen is clueless to it and thinks she's that piece in the middle, that vital piece. So Helen's now looking like she's expendable. Marty's been snatched up. The line's been compromised. Everything's going to shit, Frank.
Well, interesting that Helen's cutting out Marty, right? So she's relaying to Navarro that he needs to be cut out. obviously, it's not like he would know otherwise. It's not like Wendy's telling him we need to cut my husband out. So Helen's cutting out Marty as Wendy's cutting out, or I guess Navarro's cutting out Helen to Wendy, right? So like it's kind of a very strange dynamic where I've watched enough mob and cartel movies to know that when you get cut out, you usually don't survive. So, you know too much, you know? So I'm thinking that I didn't expect Marty to get picked up before Helen. I think we're all kind of waiting for Helen's writing on the wall, you know, to swim with the fishes, maybe literally in that, you know, lakeside property that they had to have. And that was the only lakeside property that was left there. And I think that might've been a little bit of a foreshadow for where she's going to end up. But, you know, I don't know how the Marty thing's going to go. I don't even really have a good guess, even in my own conspiratorial mind, to think, you know, is he going to go back to working with the cartel? Is he going to flip on his wife and get, you know, is he going to spill to the FBI and try to play both sides? My bet is, given his personality in the show, which is like, I'm just going to figure it out. I'll figure it out. It seems like he probably is going to take that approach. Survivalist, you know, try to stay alive through whatever they're going to do to him and then play both sides the best he can until he can find another way out.
You know, we obviously saw that Marty was going to get picked up by the cartel at some point in the trailer. I cannot believe it happened this early. But to your point, Frank, I wonder if he doesn't take Wendy's side and try to create that divide between Helen and the cartel and get her cut out to maybe make his way back to the family and then say, look, all right, now it is you and I, Wendy. I almost fucking got my head cut off by the cartel. I guess we are in this all the way. There's no way to get out of it, and maybe cut Helen completely out of this.
And the therapist, I think, is probably the biggest foreshadowing part, where she said there can be no trust, and maybe that, you know, brings back some trust between him and Wendy, even if it is purely a business sort of relationship, because she's having dreams of killing him, which is
bizarre, scary.
Yeah, I don't know what. I don't think she's gonna kill him. I don't think they would show you her. Like, how cheesy would the show like this be if she dreams of killing him and then kills him? So I think there's a far better chance that Marty kills her, right? Than Wendy kills Marty.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, speaking of the therapist, maybe the line of the show so far, I'm not bribing you to make us happy, Marty yells at the therapist. He said small wins, not these huge wins. But I love the conversations at the therapist, because they're talking about what we all know they're talking about but clearly can't say. And it's hilarious to hear them talk through some things.
And it's strange, because in no other point in the show did they have an honest conversation. Mm-hmm. Except for there, which is like, even in their alone time, he comes back and she says, I got hit by a door, or I walked into a door. They never have an actual conversation about what's going on or what their feelings are until the moment comes, you know, with the therapist, which is just that's so strange to me that they're hashing it out in front of somebody else. But that's the only time they're actually honest with one another.
And, you know, you speak of symbolism, Frank. It's the episode started and ended with REO Speedwagon's Time for Me to Fly. It starts with Wendy dreaming, and the lyrics, you know, are so poignant. Yep. It's time for her to fly. She's got to get out of here. You know, and then at the end, Marty's getting ready to flee the coop here as well and agree to a deal as REO Speedwagon plays the same song. Kind of obviously different ways to get out of things. Wendy's going to look to spread her wings and grow further within this corrupt business. Yeah. And Marty said, I've had enough. I got to get out of this business.
Yeah. More of a soul flying symbolism for Marty, and maybe less so for Wendy, in that she's more of a physical, you know, trying to, she even calls Navarro. And the only line that you hear from that conversation is, okay, let's go get another hotel. Let's go get another this. Like, I think she's getting high off the deal and high off the power, more so than she doesn't even realize that she's probably not going to be alive very long if she keeps going down this route.
I mean, she's setting herself up for failure, because at some point you run out of deals or you get sloppy. And that's probably largely the reason why Marty wants to just stick to what they were doing. I mean, look at the issues the expansions caused already. Hilarious, by the way, that, you know, they basically strong arm Carl and Anita. And by the way, we got to talk about the fall heard around the world,
yeah,
obviously here, but yeah. And then they're just having a meeting with the hotel staff when they don't even know. I'm guessing that's what it was. I mean, maybe it was just the casino staff who works in both places, but Carl and Nita come out and Helen and Wendy are having this conversation. And they're going, what the hell are you doing? Why are you talking to our employees? And clearly have motivation there to take over the hotel as well. As we know, you've seen the episode, they do take over the hotel, but then Carl and Anita, you know, Wendy has that meeting with Carl. You got to stand up for yourself. Funny, that's exactly the same thing your husband said. So Wendy's now in the loop that twice Marty tried to undermine this deal, once with Carl and it worked, and then the second time with the Kansas City mob. And Carl then has that stern conversation with her wife, who's really just going after him, kind of swats backhand, and then tumble, 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 and I think we have a death on our hands.
Yeah, not a good situation when the last words you hear from your wife is, I should have married your brother. So the question for me is whether or not they get investigated for that. So they get the deal done, you know, right after, or probably right before she's going to be found dead. This lady still has to be found dead. I don't think the old guy walked to the bottom of the hill and pulled her out of the water. So I would say presume that she's dead. How does that just go away when they're still talking about the agent Petty? Is that what it was from last season?
Right.
They're still going to get hit with that investigation, to where you would certainly look at Helen, Marty, and Wendy when you just buy another hotel and casino and the lady ends up dead when she was already reluctant to sell to you. They're not going to blame the old guys. This is a good situation for the old guy to blame them, right?
Yeah, and you know, it looked like he had maybe split feelings there for a half a second, if that, and then just starts walking up the hill. This lady's pushed me too far. I don't even give a shit that this old bag is dead.
Yeah, and you wonder if that's just the foreshadow for Marty at some point.
Yeah, well, one of the two, for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, we mentioned the FBI agent, Maya Miller, is the new one that's in town there with the goldfish. Jeff, who at some point, I mean, the goldfish was in the Ozark. It was one of the four items in there. So who knows, you know, sleeps with the fishes, or who knows how that'll come into play here. But does she have an alcohol problem? She had a drink in her hand every single scene. She looks pregnant. Is she just fat, or is she pregnant?
I thought she was pregnant. I said the same thing. Yeah, I was like, she's obviously pregnant. And when she's sitting there offering him the deal the first time, she's kind of like holding her stomach in the way that, you know, pregnant ladies tend to hold their stomach. So I would think that she is pregnant. Or it's a plea for, you know, for them to kind of make her a softer symbol in all of this, right? Mm-hmm. To like kind of talk. It could be it, right? It's like talk him off a little bit.
Well,
I don't think this show's going to go that deep, but...
Probably not. And they're poking around in a number of different spots here. They, you know, as we get towards the end of the episode, we do see the FBI has caught the delivery boy from the Kansas City mob, one of the two guys, along with Frank Jr., who set up the explosion, the rigged fireworks. They have him under wraps. They show him the video. You're dead to rights. We want Marty Bird no matter what. He says, I'll do whatever you want. And then we go to the lake. Fast forward to the lake. He pulls up in his little wakeboard boat, picks up Charlotte and Helen's daughter, as poor Jonah, who has zero game, of course he's 14, how much game is he supposed to have, is left to watch their belongings, and they go off on a boat, and all of a sudden, we know Charlotte, who she was a little bit high, said the wrong thing to Wyatt, caused a lot of issues in season two, now goes off with an FBI undercover informant. Who knows where that's going to go.
And this is what I was saying, man. I think Charlotte, knowing so much and being rebellious, and who would have thought that was maybe a little bit of foreshadowing when she cued in Wyatt last season. I think that's going to happen again. She's older, smarter, so maybe not, but there also might just be this thing where she doesn't really like her parents that much.
What else do we got here? I mean, obviously the Big Muddy has been purchased. It sounds like they have the hotel. You know, Wendy's got a direct communication with Navarro. Like you said, she's setting herself up for new expansion. They haven't even the ink's not even dry yet on the second casino and hotel, and she's looking for what's next. Marty's been snatched up. What else do we miss in episode three?
Clearly, Ruth and Ben are together in some point, which is what you thought. But we got the double agent. We got that. I think my prediction of Charlotte spilling the beans is going to maybe come up now So it'll be interesting because she's also implicating her new friend's mom, which is, you know, another angle here, which she clearly is not in the loop of what's going on with all of this. I think those are all the big things that are in action right now.
We also have, I mean, we mentioned it briefly. Marty comes home, sees the welt on Wendy's face. You know, her, she sits down to have a, you know, a couple of cocktails with her brother at noon, as you do apparently during the workday, and spills the beans about her affair. Lets the, you know, Ben, her brother Ben, know, you know, the kids know and everyone else. And then says he's going to go pick a fight with a hillbilly and get Zeke back. And sure enough, she does. Goes to the farmer's market. There's Darlene with Zeke and Wyatt's working there. She picks a fight, man. Said everything right to push those buttons. Darlene throws a punch. And then and I don't know if everyone caught this, as Wendy's walking away, Darlene screams, "I'm going to kill you." And you have hundreds of witnesses there. So I don't know. She didn't die this episode, obviously, but I think Darlene's not long for this show.
Yeah, I don't think she's lasting. And then someone will have the kid. And I do like the Ruth, Ben taking the kid thing now. I think that's looking more steady as we go for sure, because I'm not so sure how many people are going to make it through the end of the season. As the more and more I watch it, I'm not sure that Wendy makes it, Helen makes it. You know, I'm not even sure if Navarro makes it to the end of the season. There could just be a lot going on with, you know, that by the end of this season, if there may not be a lot of players left, there's just going to be new ones, right?
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably introduce some new folks. And, you know, Ben's certainly one of those guys here. And I'll sit here and gloat about predicting that to the T in just 1 second. But how about Sheriff Nix, Frank?
Yeah.
This guy, he's patrolling the streets. He's got the farms. And apparently he's on the water, too.
Yeah, and he's got that's usually separated, I thought. But he's been on the payroll, right, of the KC mob there, too. So he's not messing with them, with Jonah and all that. So it was good. I think it was a little bit of fanfare throwing him in there. So it seems like he's not going to be involved much, but that was just kind of like, where is this guy? Oh, here, we'll throw him out on the water.
Yeah. Give him a boat and some aviators and get him in the plot here somehow. And you know, a lot of his storyline is tied to the Snells. And if Darlene is eliminated here, you wonder how much he'll be involved. He is the sheriff of this, you know, a relatively small town. So you think he would be, but we mentioned my claim to fame so far. I did think Ruth and Ben would hook up. It just seemed like Ben was going to be sticking around. We saw that today. And that's the end of the episode. As Ben sees Marty being dragged away, he runs to Ruth after Ruth had promised him, you know, a date the following day. And they chase down the cartel without any weapons. The cartel then obviously squeals the brakes, gets out with a gun. For whatever reason, doesn't shoot, right? Because we can't kill Ruth.
I think just think that they're regular folks. Right.
They could be.
He suspected they were cops, I'd imagine, and just saw like a girl and a guy standing there, had no idea who they were. Right.
But Thelma and Louise here, as Ben and Ruth sort of chase down and grab Marty, setting them up to be some sort of heroes in the show here. Ben, obviously,
I'm willing to bet that somebody like Ruth, at least it would fit her character that she's got at least got her 12 gauge in the back seat there waiting. I would hope that she's got something with her. Maybe she can go crazy with on the cartel.
I don't know too many people in the trailer park who are against the Second Amendment there, so likely to have some sort of firearm. But look, obviously the huge plot, you know, basically plot twist that we see here, Marty being grabbed up just minutes after he agrees to the deal with the FBI. So episode 4 coming up next. Immediate thoughts on the, you know, episode 4 here, Frank.
I'm really curious as to why they picked up Marty. I don't think it is to kill him, or they just sort of like stopped and killed him on the road and left him lay there. They don't seem to be very subtle about these things. So I think it's in more of an information ploy, and I don't think they're just going to randomly kill Marty in this show, at least not yet.
It's got to be Helen, doesn't it? I mean, Helen had to contact the cartel and say, look, Ruth is here to take care of this. If Marty's a problem, let's figure that out now. That was my assumption, was that she made the call, and she just had her husband beat up in a parking garage. She can, you know, she snaps her fingers, things move.
Yeah, and maybe it is Helen's call. Maybe it wasn't even Navarro's call at all to kind of interrogate him, maybe, or just, you know, send him, beat the hell out of him, send him on his way, and try to. I mean, if he ends up being an informant, their whole thing is dead. So they need to interject anyway. Helen has to know that the FBI is involved here. So I'll be interested to see when he comes out of there whether we know if he's working for the cartel or the FBI or himself. Or all three.
All three, yeah.
And when I say himself, his family, you know, of course. All three, triple agent would be pretty wild, wouldn't it?
Man, that should be the name of this podcast. Triple agent. Well, if I know anything about cartels, typically don't have a very long leash. So if they have any suspicion of you working for somebody else, typically not good. Obviously, you can't kill Marty off this early in the show. So I think my prediction here is he rats out Helen, devises some sort of, you know, cockamamie plan to say she's undermining Navarro, that he and Wendy have been working together to set these things up to get back to his family. Helen is dead. Next episode, dead as a doornail.
I like it. I don't disagree. Or if she's not dead, we'll maybe see her get scooped up as well. I think at least because that has to be his angle. It has to be it.
I'm also kind of, you know, going with my bet. We said after episode two that I had under 1.5 episodes. I need her to die in the first 30 minutes of the next episode to be able to win that bet.
Yeah, you do. And I took the over. So I think I have a better chance of her dying late in the next episode.
Damn it. Yeah, I'm not loving my side right now.
Yeah.
But really, through now, we've had zero deaths, right, to any characters.
No key players,
three episodes in. Obviously, the poor foursome that had their heads chopped off, not here with us. The two guys blown up early and the bomb by the cartel, but really no deaths to the main character. So that's not like them. Somebody dies next episode. I'm saying it is Darlene. No, wait. I'll take Helen, and I think the underdog, the sneaky, you know, plus 500 play here is Darlene to die next episode.
Yeah, I think those two are the next two on the chopping block in some order. I don't know which way it's going to go, but I agree. I think I hope next episode somebody has to die.
And I know we said it before, Darlene is not giving up that baby if she's alive. I mean, no, she's not.
She has nothing else to live for, right? Yep. Like, she's very desperate with no family or anything. So just that kid is it. So when that kid goes away, she's probably going to come shooting at somebody.
Well, let's hope it's not us, Frank. We've been on the nuts thus far. Some people would probably say a little bit nuts, but we've been on the nuts thus far. Let's see how we do with episode 4. Coming up next, we'll see you guys in just a bit.